This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed this day historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of Swamitva scheme.
बीते 5 साल में लगभग 1.5 करोड़ लोगों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड दिए गए हैं। इस कार्यक्रम में 65 लाख से ज्यादा परिवारों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड मिले हैं। यानी स्वामित्व योजना के तहत गांव के करीब 2.25 करोड़ लोगों को अपने घर का पक्का कानूनी डॉक्यूमेंट मिला है।
Launched in 2020, Swamitva scheme aims to provide record of rights to property owners in village areas to enhance the economic development of rural India. The World Bank has projected 6.7% growth for India, surpassing global growth of 2.7%. The January 2025 edition of the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects (GEP) report stated that India is set to dominate the global economic landscape, maintaining its status as the fastest growing large economy for the next 2 fiscal years. The GEP report credits this extraordinary momentum to a thriving services sector and a revitalized manufacturing base driven by transformative government initiatives. From modernizing infrastructure to simplifying taxes, these measures are fueling domestic growth and positioning India as a cornerstone of global economic stability. The report also forecast that China's economic growth will decelerate to 4% next year. In West Bengal, a Sialda court has found Sanjay Rai guilty in the RG Kar Medical College rape and murder case. The sentence in the case will be pronounced on Monday. Judicial magistrate said the evidence submitted by CBI proves that Sanjay Rai is guilty in this incident. On 9th of August last year, the body of the PGT doctor was found in a seminar hall of the RG Kar Medical College. Sanjay Rai was arrested by the Kolkata police the next day. Later, he was handed over to the CBI. The CBI filed a charge sheet naming Sanjay Rai as the culprit in the case. The PGT doctor was raped and murdered on the intervening night of 8th and 9th of August. In West Bengal, junior doctors of the Midnapur Medical College and Hospital staged a protest against the suspension of 6 junior doctors in light of the death of a woman after giving birth to a baby. 12 doctors, including the MSVP of the college, were suspended after a 13-member committee and CID submitted reports to the state government. An FIR has also been registered against the suspended doctor. The maiden Veterans Day parade was organized by Eastern Naval Command on the occasion of 9th Armed Forces Veterans Day at RK Beach, Visakhapatnam today. The parade was flagged off by Eastern Naval Command's flag officer, Commanding-in-Chief Vice Admiral Rajesh Pendharkar. The parade celebrated the indomitable spirit of the veterans and reinforced the nation's commitment to honoring their service and sacrifices. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have signed a new comprehensive strategic partnership agreement following bilateral talks in Moscow. According to Kremlin website, the two countries have agreed to strengthen cooperation in trade, investment, defense, security, space, energy and counterterrorism, among other areas. In Iran, 2 judges were killed in a shooting attack at the Supreme Court building in Tehran. State media reported that 3 Supreme Court judges were targeted. 2 were killed on the spot and 1 other judge was injured. According to media reports, the attacker killed himself immediately after shooting. The motive for the attack remains unclear, as according to preliminary investigation, the assailant had no pending case in the court and was not a client of the branches headed by the 2 judges. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, Indian women's team will play the semi-final against South Africa in New Delhi this evening. Later in the men's semi-final, India will take on South Africa at the same venue. And with that, we end this news bulletin.